Okay, let's call the regular meeting of February 1st to order. Supervisor Howe, could you give us the flag, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Chapman.
Heavenly Father, we're grateful to be here this morning. Again, thank you for opportunity to participate in the government of our county. I just remember each one who serves on our board and their families. Many times we forget about the families. But God, just continue to watch over them, protect them, keep them safe. And for the staff in the county, we know they work hard to make things go well here. For this meeting today, for the large agenda, may all things go well. May there be good discussion when that's needed. And Father, we just pray that the county will be able to move forward in every area of our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Ms. Willingham, you want to do a roll call?
Ready. Supervisor Haupt.
Present.
Supervisor Cobbseth.
Here.
Supervisor Valenzuela.
Oh, yeah.
And Supervisor Ogren.
Present.
And Supervisor Chris, are you online?
Supervisor Chris, present remotely.
Thank you. And real quick, the board will be convening today as the Siskiyou County Flood Control and Water Conservation District and Airport Land Use Commission and receives no additional compensation.
Something we're going to change that. Time, this is presentations from the public. This slide is for information from the public. No action or discussion will be conducted on matters presented at this time. You'll be allowed 3 minutes for your presentation. When addressing the board, please state your name for the record prior to providing your comments. Please address the board as a whole through the chair. Comments should be limited to matters within the jurisdiction of the board. No one in-house, anyone online for public comment?
Showing none online.
There's one.
Richard, are you there?
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, this is Rich Marshall. Are we under public comment?
We are in public comment, Mr. Marshall. You have 3 minutes.
Yes, Rich Marshall and Scott Valley. And President of Siskiyou County Water Users. I have two issues I'd like to raise. The first issue is that on the 14th of December, we presented a resolution to for the ancient Beswick Forest and Cultural Area, and we've yet to hear from anybody on the board or staff, both of whom we've contacted, regarding this issue. We think it's very important. We'd like to see the board take it up. Not today, maybe, but the next, right away. The second issue I want to raise is concern for the white flag letter that's been written to the governor and to Jim Rupert, president of the Pine River Renewal Association. And we'd like to object to that letter without having any public comments in it. It needs a lot of work. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Next, please.
Chrissy, it's your turn to speak.
Good morning, this is Chrissy Reynolds from Copco Lake. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can, thank you.
Okay, good morning. I also would like to make comment about the ancient Beswick Forest and Cultural Area presentation that was done on December 14th. And a lot of work, effort, time, and resources were put in to making that presentation and that resolution. And I was hoping that we would have heard something more by now. It's been a month and a half, and so I'm hoping that we can somehow get that on the agenda to be able to talk about and have more public input on that. And then the second issue also is the letter. I also read the letter that Richard had mentioned that you will be voting on later on today. And I was actually kind of shocked to, because I just spoke with Supervisor Chris and I've been asking him to please keep us in the loop about things that are going on with dam removal. And the fact that this letter is being voted on today, and most people that I know of in this area and in this district didn't even know about the letter. And to me, you know, as our representative group, it would have been nice to know that there was something in the works. I think that the letter itself is weak in that it brings up the Condit Dam issue, but it does not talk about that those issues that were raised are still unresolved in 2022, and that dam removal project was done in 2011. Yes, it's good that the issue was raised, but the fact that there's no mention that property owners are still without water, there's still sediment issues going on ongoing, I don't think that is clear enough in the letter. Also, I thought the number was very low, the $25 million as a placeholder. So I just think that there's ongoing issues. I think the letter could be stronger, and I urge you to give the county people a chance to learn more about, have more input in the construct of a letter to the state of California, the governor, and the president of the KRRC. I don't think that letter went strong enough. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else online?
Nick Jocelyn, it's your turn to speak.
Hi, I'm Nick Jocelyn, Mount Shasta, California. I'm on the board of the Friends of the Mount Shasta Avalanche Center. And we just got our first snow survey data for the winter in. Snow survey was conducted on Saturday at the Great Rock Lakes survey site in the Eddies. Average snow depth was 44.6 inches, and snow water equivalent 16 inches. At the same time last year, snow depth was 79.5 inches and snow water equivalent was 18.5 inches. We applied the National Weather Service definition of normal, which is the average of a parameter over a 30-year period, the last official period being 91 to 2020. We can say normal snow depth and snow water equivalent, based on the data from yesterday's observation and CDEC, is 76 inches and 27 inches respectively. That puts us at 59% of normal for depth and snow water equivalent. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Showing not online.
Okay, thank you. We're going to move on to consent agenda. We have items A through P, P 1 through 5. Any wishes of the board?
I'd like to pull H.
We're going to pull item H. Okay, anything else?
If there's nothing else, move to approve the balance of the consent agenda, minus H.
Second.
Motion and a second, Wendy.
Okay, Supervisor Haupt?
Aye.
Supervisor Kopsev?
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yep.
And Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
So, item H, I'm more than willing to continue this to the next meeting for public input, since a few have indicated that, but it's up to the wishes of the board. But I realize this only comes out on Friday, so like I say, I don't know if I need to motion that and see where it goes, or just request that.
I think a motion would be appropriate.
So I would move that we continue it to February 15th.
I'll second.
Second for that, and I think that's quite a good analogy. Friday, it just comes out time.
Yeah.
But I would say this, you know, it's not like this is a new issue.
Yeah.
And so I think, you know, I think we are, as a board, have well-rounded what the thoughts and concerns are at this point. We can't always dictate what we're trying to, you know, what we're trying to do, back channels, if you will. So I would expect that this would be quick comments, minor, you know, whatever significant changes will have to get to.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, just comment I would have is that by delaying it a couple weeks, doesn't do anything because there's no urgency at this point. It would give the public the opportunity to weigh in.
Okay. We have a motion and a second, Wendy.
All righty. Supervisor Haupt?
Aye.
Supervisor Kopsa.
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela.
Sure.
And Supervisor Chris.
Aye.
Okay, thank you. So that item will come back. With, hopefully all concerned can make their comments and we can do the final version. We're going to move on to item 6A, Health and Human Services, Public Health Division. Presentation of an update regarding COVID-19 and vaccinations as they pertain to Siskiyou County.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, Ms. Davis.
All right. Shelley Davis, Director of Public Health. We're going to fill you in on the latest COVID stats as of February 1st, 2022. Currently, we have 413 active cases of COVID in the county, which gives Siskiyou County a total of 6,679 cases since the beginning of the pandemic. Currently, we have 9 that are hospitalized, 3 in the ICU, and 87 deaths have been reported. If you have been following the new dashboard that we put up, you will see that we're still seeing positive tests in approximately 70 to 100 cases in a day. Of the 9 that are hospitalized, we have 6 on the Med-Surg unit, 3 at Fairchild, 2 at Mercy Mount Shasta, and 1 at Shasta Regional in Reading. And in the ICU, we have 2 at Fairchild and 1 at Mount Shasta. So we're still seeing some pretty high numbers in regards to, like I said, the COVID positive deaths, positive cases, and deaths in regards to COVID are still creeping upwards. In regards to vaccination status, we have 21,309 persons that are fully vaccinated, or are at 47.4% of all our residents. And we also have 3,301 that are partially vaccinated, or approximately 7% of the population. And totally administered doses throughout the county, we have 54,758. By region in the county, the North County, we now have 39% are vaccinated. South County, 13%. The East County, 41%. I think the South County is a typo. I believe that was 31%. East County was 41% and West was 35%. And this the news to report from Public Health. The satellite clinic is doing extremely well. I'm sure many of you have seen the lines that wrap around the building down there. But just for numbers, as far as testing goes, done there through the satellite clinic, the week of January 3rd through 7th, we tested 483 people. January 10th through the 14th, we tested 872 people. January 17th through 21, 528 people tested. And January 24th through 28, 524 people were tested. So you can see during this surge, a lot of people did come out, a lot of people are testing. They need that testing done prior to going into some of the places of employment. And so it's been really a good source that we've had to put out there for the public to use. Anybody have any comments or questions?
Hey, Supervisor Howe.
Shelley, this is Supervisor Howe. Just a couple things. One, thank you for correcting the color scheme on the webpage. I appreciate that. And then, you know, just for your feedback, you know, I used the testing site a couple times. And it's pretty painless, pretty easy, and it's run pretty efficiently. And thank you for how smoothly that thing goes.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I'll let them know.
And the monoclonal antibody unit is still available, is that correct?
So, yes, it is available. The medication that's being provided from the state, they've decreased their numbers in that. So, what they're providing into the hospitals is a lot less than they had before. And they've been asked not to use the other monoclonal antibody therapies that we used previously on the new Omicron variant. So we call it the Sotral medication that's being used now. And so they're not seeing the numbers coming from the state as far as supply into Fairchild to provide that. But yes, it's still there. It's just, I think they're screening people more before they're actually handing out that monoclonal therapy.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Okay, thank you, Ms. Davis.
Thank you.
Move on to item 6B, County Administration, discussion, direction, possible action regarding drafting letters related to Shasta Trinity and Klamath National Forest schedule of proposed actions, SOPAs, for January 1st, 2022 to March 31st, 2022.
Good morning, Elizabeth Nielsen, Deputy County Administrator, and we basically outlined the introduction. So at the request of the board, we are bringing the quarterly schedule of proposed actions for the Shasta Trinity National Forest and the Klamath National Forest. Anna has gone through and identified projects that we would like to receive direction on for staff to draft and bring back for board approval. So far, there are, I'll just give a quick outline of the projects. The Six Rivers Hazardous Fuel and Fire Management Project, which is a project to mechanical land manage, to implement mechanical land management tools to prepare the landscape for up to 8,000 acres of prescribed burning. The Horse Creek Community Wildland Urban Interface Hazardous Fuels Reduction Project. The Syed Creek and Panther Gulch Coho Habitat Enhancement Design Project, the Slater McCash Planting Project, the Thompson Legacy Sediment Site Treatment Plant, and the Lake Mountain and Middle Tompkins Grazing to reauthorize grazing on those allotments. We will bring those letters back for board consideration and approval. And then just an update on the letters that the board provided to the forest during the last SOPA. Just wanted to provide a quick update for the Oak Knoll Range. Implementation of that project has been pushed out 6 months to May of 2022. The Bear Country project, which was focused on fuels reduction and community protection and stand health, is at the same progress as the last SOPA update, and it expected implementation is February of 2022. The Bray and Horse Thief grazing allotment analysis, that one continues to be on hold, so we will continue to monitor that one. The Red Salmon Fire Recovery, same progress as the last SOPA update, expected implementation of April 2022. The Bradley Fire Restoration Project implementation has been pushed out 1 month, expected December of 2021, so we will continue to track that one as well since we are now in January of 2022. The 2021 Guzzler Infrastructure Rehabilitation Replacement Project, which the board has been supportive of even before the previous SOPA, implementation has been pushed out 4 months with an expected implementation date of January 2022, which we just left January, so we will continue to stay on top of that one. The Antelope Fire Restoration implementation has been pushed out 4 months, expected implementation of February 2022. And then the Lava Fire Restoration, of course, on Forest Service lands, implementation has been pushed out 6 months with an expected implementation date of April 2022. Since the board has commented on those projects and has keen interest, we will continue to track those.
Presentation.
I'm open to any questions.
So I haven't looked at the projects in detail associated with the fire recovery.
Okay.
But what piqued my interest is I got a call from Callahan Water District, some folks there, and there's a very large plume of sediment that's moving down from that fire into the South Fork of the Scott River, which is, folks know fisheries in Scott River, that's one of the most pristine salmon fisheries in the system. And all the salmon spawning grounds are covered by about a foot of sediment at this point. One of the things I want to draw attention to is either in our letter to them about that recovery project, or maybe in a separate letter that the Forest Service address that, because that's definitely going to affect the agricultural operations and consultation and those kinds of things that we're dealing with water issues in the Scott River, and it is a direct result of that fire.
Will do.
Anyone else from the board?
Quickly, South Fork Sacramento project?
Yes.
Is it in this? Shasta T would be? I don't see it.
You didn't see it on the SOPA?
Right.
Okay, we can inquire about that.
Okay. That's a critical project for South County.
Yes.
Especially on the west side of the lake.
So maybe we should, in our response, include those things that aren't on the SOPA that are important to the county, that they be included in NEPA.
I would suggest any and all. Supervisor Roper, any? Supervisor Kress?
Seems to cover everything that I saw that you covered.
I see we have some public comment.
Nick Choslin, it's your turn to speak.
Hi, Nick Choslin, Mount Shasta, California. I was just going to fill you in. The South Fork project is still pre-scoping, and that's why it's not on the SOPA yet. Once it gets to scoping, I think it will show up. So the earlier field trips where I met Mr. Kotzap were very preliminary field trips, and now it'll probably hit the normal track of scoping and show up on SOPA. Thanks.
Okay, thank you for that. Any other public comment? Seeing none. Thank you, Mr. Nielsen.
Thank you.
Okay, item 6C, county administration discussion, direction, likely action. Request to appoint Ms. Joy Hall to the position of Director of General Services effective February 6, 2022.
Good morning, board members. Angela Davis, County Administrator. The recommendation before you today is to appoint Ms. Joy Hall to the Director of General Services position. A full recruitment was conducted, as well as two rounds of interviews, and Ms. Hall was the successful candidate as a result of that process. She began employment with the county in October of 2006, so she has extensive county experience as well as knowledge and the skills available for this position. So my recommendation is to appoint Ms. Joy Hall to the Director of General Services effective February 6, 2022.
Move to approve. Second. Ms. Hall, would you like to say anything before we vote you in? You want to change your mind?
Joy Hall. I just know that it's a very busy and diverse department, and so it comes with its challenges, and I'm up for the challenge, and I hope that I make my county family proud.
I'm sure you will. I saw some recent comments in the media regarding the green, or not green waste, but you know we've had that conversation.
Yes.
Waste diversion, all those things that we have to implement, so I thought that was quite appropriate that you're showing already leadership in there.
Thank you
for that.
Thank you.
I don't see any public comments, so when do you roll call?
Okie dokie. Supervisor Haupt?
Aye.
Supervisor Kotzap?
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yep.
And Supervisor Kress?
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Hall. Big shoes to fill.
Thanks.
I know you can do it because I've seen you in action. Item 6D, County Administration. Discussion, direction, possible action regarding a resolution calling an election to submit to the voters of Siskiyou County a proposal for the establishment of a board-appointed county auditor, controller, and ordering that the county election be consolidated with the statewide election to be held June 7th, 2022.
Again, good morning, board members. Angela Davis, county administrator, and the vice chair has read the resolution, and it is presented to you for a recommendation of adoption.
Okay, any discussion from the board? Anyone in the public?
I guess I do have a question.
Yeah.
So, can you explain maybe for the public how this will appear on the ballot? And because I also know the appointed person in that position right now is collecting signatures to make a run as well.
Correct. And so with this item on the ballot, on the resolution on the second page, there's actually the verbiage that will be listed on the ballot, and it reads as, shall the current voter-elected position of County Auditor Controller become a Siskiyou County Board of Supervisors appointed position of Auditor Controller with an effective date of January 1, 2027, with a question mark, and the answer is yes or no. And so the voters have the option as to whether a yes or a no. If this measure is voted in, then what will happen is the appointment piece of that position will not take effect until 2027. So even if the current appointed auditor controller or someone else runs for the position and this measure is voted as a positive, then that won't take effect until 2027. So that person will have a term of 4 years as an elected official.
Okay, thank you.
You are quite welcome.
Just a quick comment, I would say that this is not, we're not the only county in the state of California that has gone this route.
That is correct. There's approximately 10 counties, I believe, at this time that have successfully completed this task.
Yeah. Thank you.
Move to approve.
We have a motion to approve. I'll second that. Roll call, Wendy.
Okay. Supervisor Haupt?
Aye.
Supervisor Kopsa?
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yes.
And Supervisor Chris?
Supervisor Chris, aye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, moving right along, we go into item 7, Flood Control and Water Conservation District. We have item A. We're going to, recess as the Board of Supervisors, and we're going to convene as the Flood Control and Water Conservation District. Again, item 7A is public comment regarding Flood Control and Water Conservation District. Seeing none, we're going to move to item 7B, which is the consent agenda.
Move to approve. Second.
Motion and a second. Wendy?
Okay. Supervisor or Director Haupt?
Aye.
Director Kopsa?
Aye.
Director Ogren?
Aye.
Director Valenzuela?
Yes.
And Director Chris?
Director Chris, aye.
Item 7C is minute approval of December 14, 2021.
Had received no changes.
Move to approve.
Second.
With Wendy?
Okay. Alrighty. Director Haupt?
Aye.
Director Kopsev.
Aye.
Director Ogren.
Aye.
Director Valenzuela.
Yep.
And Director Chris.
Aye.
We're going to adjourn as the Flood Control and Water Conservation District, and we're going to convene as the Airport and Land Use Commission. Item A, public comment. We have a public hearing for. So I get to open up the public hearing.
Through the chair, before you start the hearing, I think this is the first time that the Airport Land Commission has been met that I'm aware of.
I think we may have done something way back in 2010, in my tenure, and before that it was even further back.
So, I mean, it's always been there, but it's just interesting. It's nice to find one of these once in a while that come to life. Thank you.
Should be mentioned.
Commissioner Key.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to have an order of the presentation for the record.
Excuse me. This is a resolution we're going to be considering. Find it here real quick. This is a resolution of the Airport Land Use Commission of the County of Siskiyou, State of California, determining the project not subject to the California Environmental Quality Act, CEQA, and determining the zone change ordinance related, which is Z-21-07, consistent with the Siskiyou County Airport Land Use Compatibility Plan. And this is for the
Purvis zone change.
That's it, yes, we're Purvis, and we'll
Purvis.
Be bringing it back
Z-21-07.
Again.
Z-21-07.
Yep, thank you.
Presentation.
Rachel Jarek, Senior Planner, Siskiyou County Community Development Department. Siskiyou County Planning is processing a zone change application for a project on Mott Airport Road between Dunsmuir Municipal Mott Airport and Interstate 5. The project site is within Zone B and the Height Review Overlay Zone of the Siskiyou County Airport Compatibility Plan and is also within the 55 and 60 community noise equivalent level contours within that plan. Pursuant to the compatibility plan, the project must be reviewed by the Airport Land Commission to determine if it is consistent with the compatibility plan. The three choices of actions are find the proposed zone change consistent with the plan, find the proposed zone change consistent with the plan subject to conditions or modifications, or find the ordinance inconsistent with the plan, noting specific conflicts upon which the termination is based. Planning staff has analyzed the compatibility concerns of noise, safety, airspace protection, and overflights, and recommends that the proposed zone change be found consistent with the compatibility plan. Additionally, staff recommends determining that the commission action on this zone change is not subject to CEQA, as it is not a project as defined by CEQA. There is a recommended motion in the agenda worksheet. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Any correspondence?
Nothing received at the clerk's office.
Nothing
in writing. No opponents. Public comment?
Showing none online.
So there's no rebuttals. I'm not going to close the hearing. We're going to have to continue. There's going to be a second reading, is that?
No, this is just a resolution.
So I can just close the hearing?
Correct.
Any discussion from the board? Okay, entertain a motion in a second.
I'll second.
Okay. All righty. Commissioner Haupt.
Aye.
Commissioner Kopsa.
Aye.
Commissioner Ogren.
Aye.
Commissioner Valenzuela.
Aye.
And Commissioner Chris.
Aye.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. And we're going to adjourn. We're going to adjourn as the Airport Land Use Commission, probably for the first time I've ever done it. We're going to move on to back as a County Board of Supervisors. Item 9A, review of status of the emergency related to illegal cannabis.
So moved to continue.
Thank you.
Second.
Motion and second.
Okay. Supervisor Haupt.
Aye.
Supervisor Kopsa.
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela.
Yep.
And Supervisor Chris.
Aye.
We're going to move on to item 9B, status of local emergency related catastrophic wildfire as declared by resolution 21-77 adopted June 1st, 2021. Action to extend or terminate.
Move to extend.
Second.
Motion and second, Wendy.
Okay. Supervisor Haupt.
Aye.
Supervisor Kopsa.
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela.
Yes.
And Supervisor Chris.
Aye.
Item 10 is minute approval of A, December 14, 2021.
I've received no corrections.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion and second.
Okay. Supervisor Haupt.
Aye.
Supervisor Kopsa.
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela.
Yep.
And Supervisor Chris.
Aye.
Thank you.
Okay, now we're going to move right on to 11 public hearings. Go back to our protocol. We have a couple items here. What presentations do you want to start with, Wendy? Item A there?
Yes, item A is the first reading of zone change. This is for the Purvis, I believe. Zone change Z21-07. And it is reclassifying land adjacent to the Dunsmuir Municipal / Mott Airport from Rural Residential Agricultural RR to Planned Development PD. And this is on APN 037-410-230, Township 40 North, Range 4 West, Section 35 MD, B&M. And again, this is the first reading.
Thank you. Rachel Jarab, Senior Planner. This project is a proposed zone change in order to facilitate the use of the property for a roofing contractor's yard. The project site is located between Mott Airport in Dunsmuir and Interstate 5. It was reviewed by the Planning Commission during their January meeting, and they recommended approval of the project. This project is currently zoned for rural residential uses, which does not allow for contractor's yard. In order to allow the proposed use of the property, the applicant originally applied for a zone change from rural residential to light industrial, which is a district that does allow contractor's yard. However, due to the location of the property adjacent to the Mott Airport and being within Zone B of that airport compatibility plan, there are uses within the industrial districts that are not allowed within Zone B of the compatibility plan. Therefore, in order to proceed with this project to allow the use of the property for a contractor's yard, planning staff recommended and the applicant agreed to rezone instead to a planned development. The proposed planned development has industrial and commercial uses, which are allowed uses or compatible uses within the Zone B of the airport compatibility plan, and there are also uses that are appropriate for the site and surroundings, and they include the contractor's yard that is proposed as part of this project. The plan development was designed for those industrial and commercial uses, and planning staff is proposing that this project be found consistent with the general plan and recommends that because there's no substantial evidence that the proposed zone change in use permit for the contractor yard may have a significant effect on the environment, staff is recommending that the project be found exempt from CEQA pursuant to the common sense exemption, which is section 1501B3, and also section 15303C, which allows for new construction or conversion of small structures that are 2,500 square feet or less. The project is proposing a structure that is about 2,100 square feet, so that would fully comply with that exemption. As part of the Planning Commission approval of this project, however, a condition of approval was included that required the recordation of an allocation easement prior to project review by the Board of Supervisors. This project was placed on today's agendas with the expectation that that allocation easement would be recorded. However, due to unexpected delays, that has not yet been done. The City of Dunsmuir planning staff has communicated that they do not expect any issues with the city accepting the allocation easement in the near future. And as an aside, the city has to accept the allocation easement because the airport is owned by the City of Dunsmuir. Because of this, staff is recommending, because of the expectation that it will be recorded in the near future, staff is recommending that the first reading continue as scheduled. However, alternatively, the project may be continued to the next meeting without formally holding the first reading of this zone change. A suggested motion is in the agenda worksheet. Thank you.
Thank you. What's that word you used?
Say that again.
What was the word you used?
Avigation easement.
I'm not educated to understand what that means.
Yeah. So there is a sample avigation easement in the packet for both the airport land use commission packet that you received and also for the board. But basically what it is it's an easement saying that you acknowledge that there is an airport nearby. You may have noise impacts. You may have planes flying overhead, and you accept those conditions. And, you know, of course, it was in legal language, but that's the basis of it.
That's a shortened version of it.
Yes.
Okay, thank you for that. Wendy, we're going to run down the usual protocols.
Yeah, and I have a question, too, when we get to the end.
Go ahead.
Okay. Oh, just is this going to be continued as a first reading to the next board meeting?
So that I'm going to leave up to the board.
Okay.
The condition says that the Planning Commission agreed to stated that it should not be heard by the board prior to recordation of that easement. However, the first reading, no action is formally taken to either approve or deny the project. So it would be up to you and, of course, legal counsel to determine if that's what you would like to do. Staff is recommending, however, we continue with the first reading since planning staff in the City of Dunsmuir has communicated that they expect that allocation easement to be approved without any issue in the near future.
It has to be done by the city first.
I'm sorry?
The city has to do that.
The city has to approve it, and city planning, the contract planner for the city has said that they didn't think there were any issues.
Okay, any reports, Wendy?
No, and I've received no correspondence either.
So there's no arguments from any public comment on this?
Showing none online.
Any no rebuttals? So,
through the chair. So do we need to, I mean, since we're, it sounds like we're going to continue this, isn't that all we need to do? Rather than the protocol?
Bill, do you have insight into this because it's a planning commission?
Right. Yes, generally the board cannot approve this until the easement's actually reported. I don't know how long the Dunsmuir process is going to take. And they've only started drafting the easement, I think. So I think it'd probably be easier for this just to come back when staff can put it on calendar as a first reading, since officially and legally you can't take action until we have a reported easement in the first place, and I don't know when that's going to be with Dunsmuir.
So are you recommending then that we not take action today?
Well, you could do it either way. As to acting as the Airport Land Use Commission, I mean, you can. It's just the ordinance itself definitely can have no action on it.
We did the airport thing already.
Okay. Sorry, I just walked in a few minutes ago. I wasn't sure. I would suggest just leaving it to be calendared for a first reading at a future date.
That makes sense.
Yes.
Yes, please.
I have been told that this is planned to be heard on the 3rd of February by the City of Dunsmuir, which is this Thursday.
By their planning commission?
I believe it's by their, by the City Council, but I am unclear on that. I heard it was the 3rd, whatever meeting that might be.
Okay. Which is the board?
Okay. I don't know. I think bring it back, as council has said.
Sure.
To me, yeah. It I makes the most sense so that it doesn't get more muddy. How's that?
That sounds good. And I hadn't known they were hearing it so fast. It just seemed like we were just talking about it last week and it hadn't even been drafted yet. So.
They were trying to expedite it.
That's
yeah,
great.
And I think time-wise, it'll happen fairly quickly. I just don't want to, see what Scott says, muck up the works.
Absolutely.
Okay, so.
Continue.
Wishes the board?
I heard bring it back from council.
Yeah, we can put it on the calendar.
Yeah.
If in
at
fact
appropriate
it
time.
Is heard on the 3rd, yeah. We can put it on next calendar then meeting on the 15th.
So if we put it on for a second reading on the 15th?
No, it'd be first reading.
Another first reading again. So
it's going to come back.
Continue the public hearing for the first reading. Thank you.
Is that
and
what we're saying, or are we saying it's going to come back altogether?
Let me ask this. Was there any published notice of this?
Yes, there is.
Okay, then I would recommend continuing it so we can not
okay.
The
yeah.
It's,
that
it's
why
already
we
a published
have to
public hearing.
Have it to continue, right?
Yeah. I don't think so.
Do we need a motion to that effect?
I would recommend it because
that would
it's
be
a
my recommended
hearing.
Motion.
Second. One more formal.
Okay, a motion and a second.
Okay, and I have it as continue the public hearing for the first reading, and that'll happen on 2/15/22, which is our next board meeting. Sound right?
Provided the conditions are met.
Correct.
Yes. And I will absolutely keep you guys in the loop at the next meeting as to whether or not it gets recorded.
Okay. All righty. Supervisor Haupt.
Aye.
Supervisor Cobb-Seth.
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela.
Yep.
And Supervisor Chris.
Aye.
Thank you.
Item 11B, continued public hearing for the second reading of an ordinance amending Chapter 5 of Title 10 of the Siskiyou County Code regarding county service mining and reclamation SMARA ordinance.
Thank you. This is Assistant Planner Bernadette Sisson with Siskiyou County Community Development Department. This is the second reading of the proposed surface mining and reclamation ordinance update to our local ordinance to bring it in line with the state's Surface Mining and Reclamation Act known as SMARA. The current version of the county's current ordinance was adopted in 2015. Since then, the state has passed subsequent legislation amending and updating SMARA. The proposed amendments are the minimum necessary to ensure the county's surface mining and reclamation ordinance is consistent with SMARA. The project it was considered by the Planning Commission during their December meeting and resulted in a recommendation of the board approval. Staff is recommending approving the ordinance update and determining the project exempt from CEQA. There is a recommended motion in the agenda worksheet. Thank you.
Okay, Wendy, any correspondence?
No correspondence at the clerk.
So no arguments either way. No rebuttals. Can we take public comment? Is there any public comment?
Showing no hands online.
Okay. This is the second reading, so I'm going to close the hearing.
Correct.
Discussion by the board, if any.
Question.
Please.
When was this first presented? What date? I think it was
last meeting.
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
Wasn't it on the 4th?
No, January 4th.
Okay. Yeah, I had a little heartburn in one of the clauses. And it's under purpose and intent. Chapter 5. And it's section 10.5.101. And I'm going to drop down to B. It's the intent of the Board of Supervisors to create and maintain an effective and comprehensive surface mining and reclamation policy to ensure that. And In the first paragraph there, where my heartburn is adverse environmental effects are prevented or minimized. My only problem with that. And that mined lands are reclaimed to a usable condition which is readily available for alternate land uses. One thing that's not defined, what an alternate land use is, and I'm wondering about, and I don't have a problem with the environmental issues, with reclamation, that kind of thing. That's not my problem. I'm coming from the standpoint of what is physically possible. And I'm thinking of typically like an open pit mine that may have a pit that goes below the normal water table, where it's inundated with water. What could that be repurposed as, actually, even when it's environmentally cleaned up?
Mm-hmm. I can speak to that, Supervisor Hout. We've had a case similar to that with a permit. The mine site owned by Mr. Peters, same exact scenario, right? The in-line groundwater had come up into it.
Sure.
So we made a revision to convert that into as a duck pond, essentially. Right? So each of these scenarios can be dealt with on a reclamation plan, and all scenarios are going to be different. So, for example, the mini pit, obviously to return it back to agricultural purposes. Other circumstances, based on what the environment is and what we foresee in the future, you tailor that reclamation plan to an alternative use that's most practical for that area. So in many cases, it'll be open space, it'll be grazing, it could be a feed lot in the case of the Herman permit. So there are different uses that are taken into account within the design of the reclamation plan.
I'm just looking for reasonableness here. So I guess that's up to when the reclamation plan is developed between the operator and the county, that negotiation takes place there?
Yes, yeah. And if things change in the future, there's the option to come in and amend that reclamation plan to different alternatives.
I don't want somebody coming back to a cinder pit saying we're going to make this into a mountain chalet or something.
Right.
You know. Absurd. That's an absurd example, but the duck pond thing would concern me if someone had the zealous goal of returning that to arid, dry land. Mm-hmm. Okay. Answer my question. Thank you. Okay.
Wishes of the board?
Move to approve.
Motion to approve. I'll second that, Wendy.
Okay. Supervisor Haupt?
I have a question of council. If I wasn't here for the first reading, do I abstain?
Did you have an opportunity to look over the comments for the first reading? No? Then you might want to abstain.
Abstain.
Okay. Supervisor Kopseff?
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yes.
And Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you. Item C, Community Development Environmental Health Division, second reading of an ordinance amending section 33 and 34 and adding section 34-5, chapter 2 of Title 5 of the Siskiyou County Code regarding waterless toilets.
Chair Valenzuela, Board of Supervisors. First of all, I was remiss on the last first reading of this. I apologize for that. And Supervisor Ogren pointed out some errors that we had to deal with. As a result of that, I had a clean copy of what would be proposed, and also with council, believe it, we need to refer this back to the first reading again instead of the second reading.
Just through the chair.
Yep.
Just a clarification. We made some changes at the first reading, but in looking this over, there was at least one substantive change which we made subsequent to the court having heard it, which has to do with the fact that we're not charging a fee for this, whereas what we looked at indicated there was a fee being charged. And for that reason, I'm recommending that substantive change should results of this being heard in the first reading.
And that change is where?
I can identify that, Council. The change is on section 5-2.34.5. There's a subsection, let's see this. Excuse me, that was 3.4. 3.4. Previously, there was a subsection D there that has been removed. And basically, initially, it referred to the fee being waived and so forth. But on, in the case of the chemical toilets, we have within our fee schedule, fee established already for that permit of $25.
So it didn't need to be
there. So it doesn't need to be there.
Correct.
In addition to that change, as Supervisor Oden pointed out, we had another line item that was scratched out. Basically, we missed where it has and or composting toilet issue is completely separate from the chemical toilet issue, so it needs to be scratched. It's picked up and scratched out here. Also, there was concern was brought up the conversation between Public Health Department, Environmental Health Department, and the Public Health Director. In past, when we were combined with Public Health and Environmental Health, a lot of the ordinances were written together in that review. So Environmental Health is separated from Public Health now. However, our authority is given by the Public Health Director. So you'll see reference to the Public Health Director and Environmental Health throughout the document now changed. There was one other item that was changed. Mr. Kiernan pointed out that the term used Department of Environmental Health was in text later on. Well, consistently we have changed that to read throughout the document, Environmental Health Department. Have I missed anything, Council?
Yeah, I think that covers it.
Okay, so this is going to digress to a first reading.
Sorry, sir.
You want to do it right?
Through the chair, yes. Just a quick question. So when we propose changes to an ordinance, besides going to your office, where does it go? Do you just make what amendments or changes would come to an ordinance and then come here? Or did, where else does it go?
Depending on the situation and what is what we're dealing with in this case, chemical toilet, water toilets, composting toilet sits in the wheelhouse of Environmental Health, so I do the draft, work with the county council to finalize and get the final product here. In this case, it was not as clean as I would like, and I apologize for that.
Okay, no worries. I get it. I'm just curious.
Yeah.
Thank you.
In other cases, council would, you know, preempt in the draft, and then we would review it.
Okay, gotcha.
So let's get back on to the public hearing protocol. Any correspondence, Wendy?
No. No correspondence at the clerk's level.
No proponents or opponents. Any public comment?
Showing not online.
Let's give me 50 more seconds to think about composting toilets.
It is kind of a slow process.
Yeah. All right, so... Yeah. Any discussion by the board? Any further discussion? Okay, not. I'll take a motion to extend to the second reading.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Wendy, okay.
And just to clarify, that is to keep the public hearing open.
Continue to the second reading.
Continue to the second reading. Do we want to do that on the 15th?
Yes.
2:15? All righty. Supervisor Haupt?
Aye.
Supervisor Kobzeff.
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela.
Yep.
And Supervisor Crist.
Aye.
Thank you.
We are moving on to item 12, which is a closed session. Do we have a time frame for the public to know when we might come back? 10 minutes?
I'm guessing 45.
45 to an hour. So for the public, we'll probably be in closed session 45 to an hour.
Back close to 11. Okay. And we're out then?